presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Our scene opens in the jungle camp of Harvey Brant. Natives help Jim capture Brant and his pirates when Kolu promised the native chief Jungle Jim would marry the chief's daughter. When Jim learned of Kolu's promise, it was too late to do anything but put the chief off, which Jim and Kolu did again and again until finally Jim left in Brant's plane to take Brant, his captive, to Singapore. The chief thinks Jim will return to go through with the marriage ceremony, and Kolu, left behind to hold Smithers and Lefty prisoner and at the same time pacify the chief, is worried.
What you want, Lefty?
We just want to talk to you, Kolu.
All right, Kolu, listen.
We want to make a bargain.
Kolu, still listen.
Now, your boss put one over on our boss. And that's a nice bright feather in his cap. But he went off and left you here in the jungle with these cannibals, didn't he?
Kolu, wait. Here, Tuan bargain.
Well, these cannibals are nasty playmates, Kolu. Jim played an awful dirty trick when he left you behind. Now, we've been thinking of a way you can show him you got a head of your own. And maybe save us all from being killed.
Mm. Is this bargain?
No. No, but this is. Now, you see, there's some gold put away here in camp, Kolu. Brant thought he hid it, but we know where it is. Why don't you untie Smithers and me? We'll help you get the gold, and then the three of us can slip into the submarine during the night and give these wild men the slip.
Where is gold?
Now, we'll get it for you, Smithers and me. When you untie it.
Tell Kolu where money is, or he let cannibals use you and Smithers to make big drum.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You ain't playing fair. We're offering you half the gold stowed away, and there's plenty of it, see? And we're offering you a safe escape from these cannibals. And instead of taking us up, you start threatening them.
Jim, tell Kolu keep Smithers and Lefty tied up. Kolu do that.
Jim's gone. What about these wild men here? What do you think these cannibals are going to do while we wait for Jim to come back? You know, he might never come back. You know, that plane might be in the Java Sea right now, and when the natives get tired of waiting, there's going to be trouble.
Kolu, wait.
So you don't appreciate our offer to help you escape, our offer to give you half the buried gold, huh?
Kolu, wait.
Well, maybe we won't.
Kolu thinks you wait while ropes tie you.
All right. All right, then we play the trump card. Now, we heard you talking with Jim, see? We know Jim promised to marry the chief's daughter. And now he's run away.
You hear too much.
What's the chief going to say when we tell him Jim ran off and isn't coming back, huh?
Chief no believe you.
Not today, maybe. But when a couple of days go by and Jim doesn't get back...
Kolu, wait.
And you know, Kolu, he won't be back in less than a week. An awful lot can happen in that time.
Kolu, not afraid.
Listen. These cannibals wouldn't hesitate to make soup out of you if they decided you'd tricked them. Ah, don't be crazy, Kolu. We're offering you money and escape, or we'll tell the chief you fooled him. And you know blame well you have fooled him. And when we tell him...
Maybe you have good bargain. Give Kolu time to think.
Now you're talking sense. We'll give you till sundown.
Kolu come back. Give answer. Sundown.
You know, you're a pretty smart fellow, Cole. I'm sure it's going to be the right answer.
Meanwhile, Jungle Jim is flying to Singapore with Brant and Lil in the ghost plane, Brant himself being slightly inconvenienced by the fact he is securely bound, his hands tied behind him so that he cannot cause any trouble. But maybe he should have been gagged, too. Lil is talking with him.
Can Jim, up there in the pilot seat, hear us talking?
No, the roar of the engine...
That's what I thought.
Why?
I've got an idea. We're not in such a bad way after all.
No.
There's nearly 100,000 pounds in gold down in that jungle camp we just left.
That's a lot of money, Brant.
You're telling me. Too much to let this amateur explorer and two-bit detective get away from us.
100,000 pounds.
That can make life mighty interesting for both of us for a long time.
Yeah, it's mighty interesting.
You remember... It's only been a couple of nights since you and I were planning a honeymoon in the Philippines.
And I'm down to Sulu and Bali. Of course, now that you mention it, that 100,000 would be nice for Jim and me, too.
Jim and you.
I mean for any two people. You and me, Jim and me.
Yeah, anybody and you. I guess you can sort of take your choice, can't you? Jim always has been crazy about you.
Not Jim. He was sweet on Laura Krantz in Singapore.
Dutch Krantz's dark-haired daughter?
Yeah, Jim was in pretty good with her dad.
So, he's through with her now, and you figure it's your turn, eh? First time I ever heard of Shanghai Lil playing second fiddle.
I don't know if he's over that or not.
Of course, if you chuck me over, you might be able to buy him from Laura with that $100,000.
You flatter me.
But if we chucked him over, we'd be sure he didn't get the gold and marry her and leave us both out.
Getting rid of Jim would probably be easier than those natives down there.
The money's hidden. They won't find it. They'll be gone in a week. It would be simple. If I only had these hands loose.
Oh, I'm afraid Jim wouldn't like that. If he noticed what we were doing, why, he might even...
We could take it easy, a little bit at a time. You'd never know.
Oh.
We have time to do it in before we get to Singapore.
Well, let me go up and see how Jim's feeling.
You mean...
I'm not making any promises. We'll see.
Hello, kid.
Hello, pilot.
How's old Sourpuss back there? Reconcile?
Hardly. His main howl now is army. Says the muscles in his arms are developing bad cramps.
Tell him to look down below there. Water. All water. That's the Java Sea down there, where he thought he sent me. Even a cramped arm is better than that shark-infested grave.
I've been thinking, Jim. You said you were engaged.
Oh, yeah, to a brunette.
I suppose I should congratulate you.
Don't bother, Lil. I really just stumbled into it.
You have an awful time with the ladies.
With this one, anyway.
You haven't mentioned the lady's name.
Oh, you've met her dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, good flying weather we're having.
Perfect, Lil. Perfect. With a wind like this on our tail, we should get to Singapore in a couple of hours.
So soon?
Yep. Maybe before.
Let me go back and tell Brand. You don't think it would be safe to give his arms a little play or something? Maybe you're afraid.
Oh, let's wait a little bit.
Sure. Sure. We don't want to take any chances. A slip now would sort of mess things up for all of us. Even that brunette of yours. You're engaged.
Good old Lil. Always thinks of other people.
In the meantime, at the airport in Singapore...
I'll have to see your credentials, sir.
Yeah, there they are. This goes for all of us.
British governor. Oh, yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. What was it you wanted, sir? Anything we can do to help, sir? We'll be only too glad.
We're expecting a plane in from Borneo.
Oh, yes, sir. One radio to be in shortly.
Jim Bradley, pilot.
Let me check the report here. Jim. Yeah, Jim Bradley, here it is. On a plane, has two passengers.
That's right. One of them is a dangerous man.
Well, glad you're here, sir.
Oh, Bradley can take care of him. But we're here to prevent any rescue being made.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, we want all planes off the field.
Yes, sir.
One of your men had better come along with us. We don't want anyone that you can't account for around the airport during the next couple of hours.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll get one of the boys who knows all the pilots and employed mechanics.
Good. We've placed a detail down to the highway to keep traffic moving. Explain to any curious tourists why they can't come up here for the time being.
Oh, very good, sir.
Everything clear. Jungle Jim is bringing in the ghost of the Java Seas. We don't want anything to happen.
Oh, yes, sir. Say, that looks like it coming in now, sir.
Well, Lil, are you going to play second fiddle to that brunette of his, or do we chuck Jim over, go back and get the money, and start on a honeymoon?
Not so loud, Brand. Yes, it's
all. I never thought you'd swallow your pride like that, Lil.
I haven't said I wouldn't help you.
Time is getting short.
He's really going to marry her. He really has thrown me over. I'll untie your hands and we'll fix it.
Yes, yes.
Let me just casually ask.
We haven't got time.
It'll only take a minute.
What does it take to convince you? He said he was engaged.
I just want
to
hear it once more.
And we haven't got a minute.
What's eating Brand? What's he hollering about?
He said you're torturing him with those ropes.
Well, it won't be long now.
And then you'll be back with your fiancé.
Say, what are you doing? Kidding me?
No. Oh, no. You said you were engaged.
I am.
That's all I wanted to know. I'll be back in a sec.
Well, that is, I was.
What?
Yeah.
Turned you down?
Oh, come here. I'll tell you.
Well, we're almost there. I told Brand I'd get him a drink.
Oh, he can wait. I want to tell you about my brunette.
Supposing I don't want to hear.
It's a good laugh.
You have a funny sense of humor.
Kolo did it. He promised the chief of that cannibal tribe I'd marry his daughter. She's a real brunette.
A native girl?
Don't get excited, Lil. Kolo had to promise something to get them to help us capture Brand.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, that's why I was so anxious to get away. The chief was about to call for a ceremony.
But you wouldn't...
I left Cole to pacify the chief and the brunette, too, if he had to. Oh, say, look. Look, there's the airport.
Oh, dear. I thought all the time you meant you were engaged to Laura Cran. She's a brunette.
Is she? I never noticed.
Oh, you don't know how near you came to getting into trouble.
With that native chief?
The chief? Oh, yes, that's what I meant.
All in a day's work, Lil. We're dropping now for a landing. Better get Brant that drink.
Oh, let him wait. We're almost in. Jim, you brought it down like a veteran.
Thanks, Lil. Here. I'll get out first and help you.
Here. Hey there, man. Over Carlton.
I'm looking for Captain Rogers.
Yes, I'm your man. Congratulations, Bradley. Catching Harvey Brant was the finest bit of detective work I've ever seen. I'm grateful to you.
Mr. Real here deserves most of the credit. She collected the evidence. She'll present it to you in typewritten form in the morning.
Oh, don't you believe him, Captain. The credit is all his.
I see. Well, you've both done a splendid job.
There's just one thing, Captain.
Yes, Bradley.
My man, Cola, was back in the camp. And if I'm not mistaken, he's in a tight spot. How soon can we get help to him?
It's already on the way, Bradley. Your radio message said the other pirates were in the jungle camp. Right now, there is a British man of war headed for Borneo.
And so Harvey Brant, the ghost of the Java Seas, is at last in the hands of the authorities. Now, if the British man of war succeeds in reaching the Borneo jungle camp before Smithers and Lefty start more trouble, everything will be fine. If not, well, we'll just have to wait and see. The adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured in full colors in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. It's but one of the entertainment features in this great comic supplement. Containing the world's largest comic and adventure stories, the Comic Weekly is filled with entertaining and amusing action pictures appealing to all the family. Barney Google, The Little King, Jiggs and Maggie, The Katzenyammer Kid, The Exciting Adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. These and others are to be found every Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is included with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim next week on the same station at the same time. Be sure to tune in.